Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center to help us with two stories in parallel from Australia. The first, headline. Australia to get nuclear-powered submarines will scrap $90 billion program to build French-designed subs. The second, President Joe Biden of the United States is expected to make announcements about these submarines and also about the U.S. basing submarines in Australia, and also, I believe, talking about an Australian-U.S.-U.K. defense pact, Gordon? How do I say this? Alliance? What is the proper language, Gordon? Help me.
Security pact.
All right, security
pact. It looks like an alliance, John, but it is technically a security pact.
Rick, a very good evening to you. Two parts. The first, nuclear-powered submarines to Australia. Do we know where they're going to be built, given that the French are going home sad-eyed?
The Australian preference is to build large warships indigenously. And I think the expectation is that Australia will purchase technology and advice from the United States and Great Britain to build what appears to be a version of the American Virginia class in Australia. Now, there is an Australian paper report that says the submarines will be purchased directly from the United States. But historically, Australia has preferred to build these large warships indigenously.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick about this.
Rick, the last time Australia tried to build a submarine, the Collins class, it was certainly a troubled line of subs. Do the Australians have the capability to build something like a Virginia class attack sub?
With the right advice, certainly, Gordon. The Australians have considered purchasing a nuclear submarine, most often identified as the Virginia class over the last decade. They have blanched at the expense of that submarine. But given China's economic, political, and military coercion being exercised against Australia on a daily basis, the Australian public has had enough and will likely support now the purchase of the more expensive nuclear attack submarine.
You mentioned China, so let's get to this this trilateral security pact, along with the building of nuclear submarines for the Australian Navy, along with the U.S. basing nuclear-powered submarines in Australia. Does this complicate the security for the Chinese Navy?
It does strengthen the Australian-American alliance, for sure. The new grouping, Australia, UK, US, going from the former ANZUS treaty with New Zealand to AUKUS with just the three, it marks a major escalation for the United States in creating the capabilities for allies to deter China. This is now very necessary given China's buildup of nuclear weapons, its buildup of power projection forces, its willingness to bully democracies like Australia. Today, China could actually invade and conquer New Zealand if it wanted to. But with the possession of nuclear submarines, Australia can deter that. It also forced the Chinese to think about aggression in the South China Sea.
Gordon?
Rick, this new security pact actually binds two U.S. allies. The U.S. has a mutual security treaty with U.K., which is NATO. And, of course, it has ANZUS, which you talked about, which includes Australia. But we don't have this relationship between the U.K. and Australia, which is now being formalized. That's good news in the sense that our allies are now working more closely together. But it also means that New Zealand, which is a treaty ally of the U.S., is left out in the cold. If you can comment on New Zealand's defense posture these days and its relations with China.
Well, New Zealand is a tragic place in terms of defense and alliances. New Zealand defected from the Western Alliance in the mid-1980s when it came up with anti-nuclear legislation that made it impossible to cooperate militarily with the United States. Now, there are cordial relations between the United States and New Zealand, and of course between Australia and New Zealand. But the New Zealanders have gone a different direction. One of the politicians that helped them defect from the Western Alliance in the 1980s later became the Prime Minister, Helen Clark. Helen Clark got rid of the entire combat capability of the Royal New Zealand Air Force. Today, New Zealand does not have an Air Force capable of defending its territory, much less taking on Chinese aircraft carrier battle groups that will soon be over the horizon.
Rick, this seems logical to go forward with an alliance between the UK, Australia, and the United States. We also have the Quad, which operates in the same area, the Indo-Pacific. What is surprising to me is that the U.S. didn't have forward basing of nuclear-powered submarines in Australia. Does this change capabilities for the U.S. Navy? I know it's early hours, but the story is just breaking.
Absolutely, John. We are now closer to the Straits of Malacca. We are able to manage a southern approach, a strategic southern approach to Chinese military bases in the South China Sea, and especially on Hainan Island. And we are there to thwart any Chinese strategic maritime push from the South China Sea into the Indian Ocean. Our Indian friends will be very interested in this announcement, and hopefully they will be assured by it. Eventually, I would hope that India would see the wisdom in joining AUKUS.
Rick, with U.S. Nuke subs in Australia, does that make them more invulnerable to Chinese missiles, or does it not make a difference?
Very good point, Gordon. Of course, we can expect from Thursday onward the Chinese propaganda machine to be spitting out nuclear threats against Australia. I mean, they have been making implied threats for quite a while, but all of this is very serious. The agenda of cooperation for the Australia, the UK, and the US must now include a serious investment in missile defense for Australia. We've been getting serious about missile defense on Guam, and now with the placement of American and potentially future Australian nuclear-propelled assets in Australia, we have to defend those assets as well.
And final thoughts, Rick, here. Are you surprised by this news, or is this a logical extension of the concerns about China for some time? So I'm trying to measure why now, and does it surprise you because you read all of this material? We just have a few seconds.
In a sense, yes. With all that is impacting the Biden administration, rallying to upgrade the alliance with Australia is proof that it has life, it's alive, and is reacting to real Chinese threats.
Right.
And this will take out the wind of the inevitability of Chinese hegemony.
Rick Fisher, International Assessment and Strategy Center, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy.
Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.